102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We got Samuel on this morning. Samuel, welcome to your Dream Team. Thanks for reaching out, man.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to be talking to the Dream Team.
All right. You're going to be reaching out for a pardon to your friend from way back, Peter. Go ahead and tell us what happened between you and Peter and why you need a pardon this morning with your Dream Team.
Okay, well, as you guys already know, Peter and I have known each other for a long time, since elementary school, in fact. You know, we're great friends. We know everything about each other. We do everything together. However, this morning I'm seeking a pardon from Peter because of a bad habit that I have. Okay, so recently Peter introduced me to his new love interest, and it happened again.
Oh, no.
I wasn't trying to do anything rude. You know, I'm one of those people that when women are around, I become charming and funny, which I'm never charming and funny.
Right, as opposed to now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right, because you had me at hello, but... And break it down, what happened? Your good friend, your childhood friend, Peter, introduced you to his new love interest, and you were just a little bit too charming for the room, huh?
Yeah, we went to get lunch, and I was waiting for this new girl to arrive. I was scrolling Instagram the whole time, you know, I wasn't, like, paying attention. But when she arrived, I don't know what, I just lit up. I became, like, extroverted, funny, you know, became
like... Oh, you're one of those guys.
Okay, the flirt.
Mm-hmm. You went George Costanza.
That's it. Like, Peter thought it was me, like, trying to move in on his girlfriend, and it wasn't. It's just, you know, that's how I talk to new people. I never learned how to, like, talk to women.
Let me ask you this. Is it a nervous habit, you think? Is it more nerves than anything?
Definitely. I mean, it's, like, other than that, I can't speak to pretty women. I never could, so, you know, I have to overdo it.
This is why I don't believe you, though, because the fact that it's a nervous energy that's coming from you is because you're excited, you see a pretty lady, and it's like it makes me think like maybe you're just trying to, you know, stake your claim while it's still available.
Rudy, that can happen. It could just be like a nervous tick type of thing where he feels like he has to do it.
What's he getting nervous for, though? He's not on the date. His boy's on the date, not him.
He could do it in front of every woman he meets.
I don't know.
What do you think, Kimmy?
You know, I'm going to have to disagree. I'm rolling Rudy on this one. I'm rolling Rudy. I think he's a flirt, but sometimes you got to know your boundaries. Boundaries, sir. Boundaries.
Thank you.
I think it's just a nervous tick. All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and reach out to Peter. We're going to get him on the phone lines, find out his side of the story, and see if he agrees if this is a tick or are you being a flirt, and then we'll see if a pardon is going to be granted. Peter, welcome to the Dream Team.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problemo. Okay, so we understand that you have a problem with your elementary school buddy, Samuel. What is going down between you guys?
Yeah, so before I put this out there, let me just say I think Sam's a good guy, hands down, right?
Cool.
Good person, good dude, but just because you're good doesn't mean you're perfect, right?
True.
One thing keeps happening over and over again where if I ever introduce him to whoever I'm seeing, they feel like he's hitting on them. And I've started to notice that now. Like, I've had girlfriends in the past.
They feel like he's hitting on them.
Oh. Yeah.
Women know what's up. They know what time it is.
Okay. The vibes.
Okay.
And now it's getting to the point, like, this is one of my childhood friends. I can't have him ruining almost every relationship that I'm in because, you know, to me, it's a big deal. Like, when I like a girl, we've gone out a few times. Like, let me introduce you to my boys, you know? And then I introduce her to my boys, and time after time, they're like, I don't like your friend. He hits on me a lot, and you never said anything. I was like, no, he doesn't mean it.
So you actually, knowing Sam and knowing you guys have been friends all this time, you actually feel like you agree with the young ladies that he is hitting on them, and it's not just him being friendly. You agree?
I think Sam needs to just know his boundaries and just stop, because, like, he says he's not hitting on him. I've talked to him in the past about this. He's like, no way. And I know he's a good dude, so I don't think he is. But if I'm bringing it up over and over again, it's like you can't just keep doing the same thing.
Right.
Like, then I'm just being silly, you know? So this last time I was just done. I was like, all right, this has to stop. stop.
Maybe you ain't got no game, Peter. Wow. That's what I'm saying.
Uh-oh.
Maybe the one with the girl, though.
Hi, Samuel, just swooping in on everybody, and it keeps happening. Maybe you ain't got no game.
Or stop bringing them around
I'm just
him.
I'm just saying, if my girl feels uncomfortable around a guy, I'm going to stop being around
right.
that guy.
No,
yeah,
you're right.
The women are telling you that he's kind of weird. Well, yeah, then you got to believe them.
Yep, you know right. what? I agree. I correct myself. If the women are uncomfortable, then that's a whole nother situation. So I'll tell you what, though. We do have my man Samuel on the line this morning. He just wants to say a few words to you, and we will see if you'll be willing to make a decision this morning. Go ahead, Samuel.
I just want to apologize. I never meant to make anyone feel uncomfortable, you, her, anyone else. I was just trying to be friendly.
I don't know.
Sam, I get that, but you have to really make an effort in the future not to let that happen again. Like, you're a great dude. Just be normal. Just be normal around girls, you know? They're just people.
How bad does he get? Like, who would you compare him to when he get crazy?
What do you mean? Like, I don't know how I would compare him to somebody, but just it's just a little, like, over the top. Like, when I'm hanging out with Sam...
I mean, is he Cat Williams? Is he, I mean, what does he take it to?
He's kind of corny. Like, he thinks he's charming, but I would say, like, Fabio level, you know? Where he's just trying to be a smooth talker, but I'm just telling him, like, be yourself, man. Be yourself. It's fine. Just be yourself. You're a good dude.
Sometimes for guys, it's just like our instinct is to go in that route. But you're right. You have to know your boundaries. You have to know, like, hey, look, it's not that you're calling dibs on somebody, but you met her first.
Right.
And there's no need for him to exhibit his game at that point. All right. He's going to have to put that off to the side for now.
All right. Well, okay.
Right.
All right, so at this time, we got to ask you, Peter. Sound like Peter lacking to me, but anyway. At this time, we're going to ask Peter, would you be willing to grant my man Samuel a pardon this morning? Samuel, do you also agree to kind of tone it down, I guess, for Peter's sake? For Pete's sake. Right.
I agree to tone it down. Definitely can do.
You can do it. So, Peter, at that point, would you be willing to grant him a pardon this morning?
If he tones it down, yeah, for sure. I will. He's a good dude. I know he doesn't mean it in that way, but it just as long as he's self-conscious about it, sure.
And why don't y'all try this thing they got called double dates where both of y'all have a woman at the table at
good
the same
idea.
Time?
That might help you out, Samuel.
That might help y'all out a little bit. So,
it's not a bad idea, yeah.
Yeah. We're glad you guys got a pardon this morning. We don't want to see two childhood friends, break up and not be friends anymore. So this is how it happens sometimes on Beg Your Pardon, but sometimes it doesn't. Bay Area, go to KBLX.com, put in your scenario under Beg Your Pardon and see if you can get granted just like my man did this morning. This is how we do it. It's your dream team on 102.9 KBLX, the best throwbacks and R&B.